time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're going to jump right into it this morning. We've got Caldwell County baseball head coach John H. Stevens in the studio with us this morning. And, Coach, it's baseball season. It's always a great time of year.
Yeah, it's finally here, I guess. We've been anticipating it for the last 2 or 3 months, and once it gets started, boy, it's kind of a blur because we got games almost every day scheduled.
You guys opened the season Tuesday night, a tough one down at Marshall County. Lost that one 10-0, but been around long enough to know that you don't judge a baseball season on one game.
Yeah, that game was a little closer than what the score is telling. We kind of held in there for 4 or 5 innings, and then kind of they took over there in that last inning and got the run rule on us, but It was a tough matchup for us. Marshall's going to be a good team this year. They probably be in for the first region this year.
And they threw their best pitcher at you too.
Yeah. That kid was pretty good. Good lefty. He was committed to Western. So he threw 4 innings against us, and you know we got a couple hits off of him on a cold night. But other than that, you know we got a lot of work to do.
Sometimes I wonder if we rushed the season a little bit, but, you know, the thing was we had good weather up until Monday.
Yeah, I know. Last week was looking good. We got our 2 scrimmages in, and then, you know, you look at the weather for the weekend and Monday, and we're like, man, we're gonna have to probably cancel that game Monday.
Got a trip to Webster County tonight, and we usually play them pretty tough. I didn't realize the last couple of years we haven't played them. I guess the games just kind of got rained out.
Last year we didn't play them. We did have 2 rainouts, and I think the second rainout was actually at our place, and I think they had already wanted us to cancel that anyway because they had to make up a district game that day. So, but the year before that, we did play them twice.
Okay. And it's usually pretty good games when we play them.
Yeah, they're usually a decent team, kind of like us. You know, they're pretty solid everywhere, so we'll see. I'm not real sure what they got this year. I know they lost quite a bit last year as far as seniors, but we'll get a chance to see them tonight.
Now, when you look at your team this season, certainly you have a lot of pitching coming back from last year, and that's always a good place to start.
Yeah, we're pretty much getting all our pitching back from last year. We lost 2 really good seniors, 2 good bats, and 2 really good fielders. But, you know, I'm trying to fill in those spots, and I've got my catcher's hurt this year. So, you know, we're trying to fill in that spot as well. So we're having to move some people around. And, you know, I've got some kids trying to step up, and that's good.
You've got a good lineup, but just not a whole lot of depth.
Yeah, that's I'm having to fill in, you know, whoever I got on the mound, I'm having to try not – I'm having tryouts kind of right now on who's going to be that fill-in guy.
Well, your catcher was Weston King, and he had an elbow injury and had surgery, so he's out for the season. And it's a big advantage, especially in high school, to have a catcher who you can just put out there every day and not even think about it because he didn't pitch or anything.
Right.
You know, just every day he's catching, and he did a good job, and plus he hit the ball too.
Yeah, he was, you know, one of the better catchers in the region, and to lose him is kind of a hurt. But, you know, I've got Preston Alfred, who's stepping in the spot. He's really never caught. He's caught a couple times, but other than that, he's stepping up and willing to do it and be a team player. And he's usually one of my better pitchers, so now I got to put him at catcher. So that kind of takes away from that. But he's done a good job so far, and you know he gets better pretty much every game.
That's a really important position, the catcher spot. I mean, there's just so much going on, not just trying to catch the pitches, but I mean you got to keep runners close and be able to throw somebody out, and there's a whole lot that's going on back there.
Yeah, and you kind of take it for granted when you got somebody that's always been there for throughout the years, and with Weston and by him not being there, you know, you kind of got to scramble a little bit to find the guy to fill his spot.
But you have the makings of a really good pitching staff, and you know you've got 3 or 4 guys that could really develop into an ace for you.
Yeah, I've got a couple guys that should do really well for us this year. That pitched a lot last year. And I've got I've got a really good young group that's probably going to get some innings as well. So, and pretty much everybody on the roster, you know, I'd say 80% of the roster can pitch. So that's always a good thing. So I'll have some arms that I can kind of throw in there to get some innings to give some of my varsity guys some rest.
You've got Ethan Ramage that signed with Midway and Channing Puckett signed with Campbellsville. So that's a pretty good place to start.
Yeah. When you got two guys that are going on to the next level, that kind of tells you got a pretty good staff. But Ethan and Channing, I'm expecting big things from them this year.
And you've got a couple of other kids that maybe could play college ball. I think Ari Wells is probably going to end up in college someplace.
Yeah, he's probably our top guy, I think he's been getting a lot of looks as far as at the next level. So he should have another good year. He's been playing since he was in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
He's been starting for varsity. So he should have another good year for us, hopefully.
Yeah, I only batted .460 last year.
Yeah, so. I know. He could have gotten, a couple more hits. But he did get hurt there at the end of the season and kind of lost, that chance to get above that, get around .500.
And last half of last season, Ari, I thought, really kind of came into his own as a pitcher.
Yeah, he really did well at the end of the season. When he got hurt, that kind of stopped his momentum a little bit because those last two outings that he had were really good against Christian County, and I think Union County was the other group. But, hopefully we can stay healthy because I really can't afford to have too many more injuries on the team. But, we're really counting on him this year.
We're talking this morning with Tiger baseball head coach John H. Stevens. We need to get to a break here on the show. We'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking to make tax season a little brighter? Look no further than Princeton's premier car dealer. They have a wide selection of cars to fit any budget. Their friendly staff are there to help you find the perfect car for your needs. Plus, they offer special financing options to make your purchase even more affordable. Don't wait. Visit them today and make tax season brighter with a new car from Princeton's premier car dealer. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley at wkdzradio.com. That's H-R-I-L-E-Y at WKDZradio.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Talking baseball with Caldwell County Head Coach John H. Stevens this morning in the studio with us. And John H., first home game's coming up Friday. Trigg County's out here. We'll have the game here on WPKY. And that first home game is always a big one.
Yeah, I kind of, the schedule this year, it fell where we had three away games before we got that first home game. But we had two home games last week with the scrimmages, so, but that first one's always good.
Yeah, I like the scrimmages. You guys hit the ball a little bit, and I think if we hit the ball this year, we'll win more games than we lose.
Yeah, if we can, kind of go back to what we did last week. Tuesday, we did not hit the ball very well at all against that lefty. But that's kind of expected on a cold night and one of the best pitchers in the first region. But you know, we got to get back to it, and we worked hard on it yesterday. We did some more drills and we pretty much all practice we hit. So we got to get back to the way we were doing it last week.
Because more times than not, your pitching is going to keep you in the game. If you can just feel the ball a little bit and scratch out some runs, that should be a recipe for success.
Yeah, we just as far as pitching goes, we just got to eliminate some of the walks that we've had in those scrimmages. You know, we struck out a few, but we also walked several. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really walk that many against Marshall County. Ari did a good job. He only had one walk. But so if we could continue that, you know, limit those base runners, those free bases, then I think we'll be in good shape.
One good thing or a couple of good things about the schedule this season, you get the second region All-A Classic here, and then at the end of the year, the 7th District Tournament is here.
Yeah, so we'll have everything at home for the All-A this year. We don't have to travel, which is good, and I think it'll be a good turnout for the All-A and for District Tournament.
Yeah, the All-A is next month, and I think we start with Fort Campbell. I'm not sure who we would play in the semis.
If we beat Fort Campbell, we'll play the winner of, Livingston and Crittenden County.
Okay.
So we'll play that winner, and then that'll be on the Tuesday of that week, and then the championship game will be Thursday.
Probably UHA from the other side of the draw. I saw the Blazers and Christian County were both ranked in the top 25 in one of the polls.
Yeah, they, you know, with Christian County, you know, they combined with Hoptown, yeah. So that's one team now. So baseball's getting the advantage earlier than football did. So, but in UHA, you know, they're always got a good squad, yeah. And they're going to be tough to beat this year. And I think, you know, on the other side of that bracket in the All-A, they've got Lyon County on that side, I think. Okay. They'll probably meet them in the semifinals.
Lyon County looks like they're going to have a young team this year.
Yeah, you know, they lost, I don't know, man, they had
about 10, 11
yeah. seniors last year. So, I think they will be young. They've still got they'll still be pretty good, I think. They've got a couple good kids that played a lot last mm-hmm. year on that squad. So they've got the experience. So they'll have to, you know, those younger ones are going to have to step up a little bit for them.
Now, when you look at the 7th District this season, who's going to be the team to beat?
Well, you know, it's going to be Madisonville North. I think they lost a couple kids last year, kind of like we did, so they'll probably be pretty close to the same team that they were last year. They've got a really good catcher that's a young catcher. I think he's a sophomore this year, but he's probably one of the top catchers in the region. And they've got a good, decent staff, and they've got a kid that hit almost 500 last year.
Oh, wow.
He's back, so they'll be one of the teams. I think it'll be us and them as far as contending for the district championship. You never know about Hopkins Central. They did lose some people last year as well, but I think they've got a good young group.
Yeah, and I saw where Dawson Springs is going to actually host some games this year. I guess they're going to play out at Riverside Park, and I've seen some pictures. It looks like they've skinned the infield, and they were using a portable mound.
Yeah, they. I guess they went to an all-dirt infield over at Riverside this year, and yeah, they did. They, according to one of my assistants, who's from Dawson, he played on it last weekend in an alumni game, and he said it was decent. The mound, I think they spent quite a bit of money on that mound. It was a good sized portable mound, but we'll see. They're young as well. But they are going to field a varsity team this year.
I think the plan is to play softball there too.
Yeah, that's why I would think that they would go to an all dirt infield like that.
Now, when you look at the second region as a whole this year, I think we'll be competitive with everybody. But who are the top teams?
I'd think Christian County and then UHA will probably be the top two. Is what I'm. You know, who knows? You know, injuries can happen. Just like on our team, but I think those are probably – and you never know about Henderson.
They're always going to be pretty decent.
I know they graduated a lot of seniors last year, but, you know, they got a lot of juniors behind them. So you never really know about Henderson. They'll be good.
Yeah. Well, we've had some really good teams over the last few years here at Caldwell, but we've gotten the absolute worst draws in the regional tournament you can get, and it doesn't matter if we win the district or not.
Right.
We still get a bad draw.
Yeah. It's turned out that way the last several years. Whoever we draw in the first round of the region usually wins the regional tournament. So I guess whoever sees us in the first round, they're probably happy.
Yeah. Yeah, we have played the eventual regional champ like 4 years running, I think, something like that. So it's been kind of interesting. But you mentioned the district in the championship game. We've gotten there several years running, but it seems like we see Madisonville every year. And what, we've played them a one-run game the last 3 years of the championship?
Yeah, last year was a heartbreaker. And the year before that, we kind of broke their heart.
Yeah.
So, and then the previous year before that, they broke ours. So it's been kind of back and forth. Hopefully we'll get them this year.
Yeah, it should be interesting. The district coming up. What's kind of your thoughts going into the season, and what's kind of the goals for you guys this season?
Yeah, you know, we've definitely set a few goals for ourselves. First goal was to win the district. Mm-hmm. That's always going to be our first goal. And then, you know, we want to win the. We think we can compete in the second region. You know, if everything. We have the pitching staff that I think we're deep enough to contend in a tournament like that. And then, you know, our ultimate goal was to go to state. Yeah. So, and also do well in the All-A.
Yeah, I think your top six pitchers all returned from last year. So, you know, they always say the most important thing is pitching. So, there you go.
Yeah, it's, you know, I told Weston when he got hurt, I was like, man, you're making me earn my money this year with all these lineup changes. Because I'm having to fill in a lot of spots whenever whoever's pitching, but it's a good thing sometimes that you have all the pitchers that you do.
Now, who do you have in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I fill the bracket out. We all, as a family, we fill one out, and then we kind of throw $5 in a pot and see who gets it. But I can't remember who I put in. I think I might have had Michigan and Duke in the final game.
I think I had Florida beating Michigan in the championship.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I had Michigan winning.
Yeah. You know, that all gets underway.
I cannot put Duke as.
Oh, yeah. It's tough. It all kind of gets underway today. I know we've had the first four already, and there were some good games there, but it kind of all starts today. And I think about half of Princeton is heading to St. Louis tomorrow because you got Kentucky playing Santa Clara about 11:15 our time. And then after that game, Jay Breon Spikes and Tennessee State's going to play. So they play Iowa State.
Yeah.
So a lot of Princeton people are taking the opportunity to run to St. Louis and check out a couple of games.
Yeah, that's definitely a good opportunity for people to see a local kid play in a big-time tournament.
And you get to see the Cats, and it's all right there in St. Louis. It's really not much difference from St. Louis to Lexington, I don't think, travel-wise.
It's about the same, maybe a little further.
Well, good luck to you guys over at Webster County tonight, and hopefully weather will be good tomorrow for the home opener against Trigg County, and appreciate you coming in this morning and talking with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Todd. Thanks.
Tiger baseball head coach John H. Stevens with us this morning here on the Sideline Report. We need to get to a timeout. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Shop for insurance with ease at Goodwin Insurance, where we do the shopping for you. Experience real customer service from our local team. Over the past 35 years, Goodwin Insurance has been offering great rates and exceptional service. Try Goodwin today.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, 71 degrees, mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Then tonight, mostly clear with a low around 49, 78 and mostly sunny on Friday, 55 and partly cloudy Friday night. And then Saturday, sunny skies, high near 82. But back to you this afternoon, 71, mostly sunny across southwestern Kentucky.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help.
U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, we appreciate John H. Stevens, Caldwell County Baseball Head Coach, for joining us this morning on the Sideline Report. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk with Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com as he's getting ready to head to Lexington tonight for the state tournament. The Lyon County Lions will face North Oldham at 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight in the first round of the Boys Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Earlier this week, Lyon County head coach Ryan Perry met the state's media and talked about this year's team getting back to the Sweet 16 again this season.
We now have Coach Perry of Lyon County, who is back again.
Fourth time in 5 years, so we're excited. We're looking forward to getting up there and mixing it up.
Obviously, every team is different. Everything looks different to different kids from year to year. What is the same and what has changed with the 26 Lyons compared to the last 2 years at least?
Well, we got a roster full of guys. We've got a whole lot of experience. Some of these guys have played in the state tournament already 2 or 3 years up there at Rupp Arena and got some good experience. Some of these guys played big-time contributing roles on our state championship team in 2024. So I think that's something that kind of separates this team from teams we've had in the past is just the experience. And I think that's led to giving these guys just a little more grit coming down the stretch and, you know, being able to handle adversity in games, especially towards the end of games. So we got an experienced group that kind of knows their roles and are playing pretty good basketball right now.
Obviously, the name of the game is to put the ball in the hole, and Bray Kirk leading this ball club at 21 points a game. What does his game look like?
He's playing really good basketball this season. Of course, he had a pretty bad injury over the summer, and it took him about a month to really get back in the flow of the game when he came back in December. But, you know, he's scoring the ball at a really high clip. I think he just moved into our third all-time with over 2,000 points here at Lyon County. So he can really put the ball in the basket. He's shooting the ball a lot better this season than he has in the past. He's worked on getting the shots off quicker and his release being a little bit quicker. But he's always been really good at getting to the basket and scoring the ball off the dribble and very hard-nosed right there. And that's him again this year. He's had several games where he's put us on his back in the late down the stretch in the second half and got buckets when we had to have buckets to win games. And he's had a really, really good season.
The law firm of Collins and Collins, that, what do they bring? Because, again, you've got, what, 5, 6 seniors that play a lot of minutes.
Yeah, those two guys, they're a lot of different players. Cooper Collins I've told several people, he's completely changed our season after the first of the year on the defensive side of the basketball. Like, he's kind of the face of what we do defensively and has really bought into that and is a – draws the toughest matchup on the other team, and it's just a nightmare on the defensive end of the floor. Honestly, really, really, really is playing good, but he also shoots the ball really good. He made eight 3-pointers in the All-A state championship game last year, and he's had several games this year where he made, you know, 4 or 5 big 3-pointers. So he's really playing good basketball. And then his brother Carson he's just got such a motor, very, very, very aggressive. Not scared of anything. Every 50-50 ball he comes up with, and he never gets tired. We've been having trouble keeping him in the games because he's like a reckless ball out there, you know, just running a bull in a china shop kind of. So he's ended up on the bench when we need him in games, but he's been big for us this year, and he just brings so much energy the team feeds off of it, and he's been a key guy for us.
Jared Jensen, go ahead if you have a question.
Coach, earlier on when Coach Levitch was talking, he mentioned that game early on in the season when you guys met in Lexington, how different his team was, how different he sees your team. What are you expecting matchup-wise that's different this time around than it was back in December?
Yeah, to be honest with you, we haven't even went back and watched that film because North Oldham so much better than they were in December, and we're so much better than we were in December. Actually, they shut us out in the first quarter. It was 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. And if you know my team, you know that we play fast and we take a lot of shots and we try to score a lot of points. So to get shut out in the quarter, that's the first time that's happened in my career. But we were down 22 in halftime, ended up making a run in the second half and losing by 7 or 8. But I don't even think that we're going to watch that film just because they're a completely different team than they were at that time. And we're a completely different team. It's, you know, it's an interesting match. And North Oldham is, if I'm not mistaken, they're number one in the state in defense. Like they're very, very, very good. They're, you know, they're sneaky athletic, but they got guys that have high basketball IQs and they're incredibly well coached. Like they're a really tough matchup. This is a really good team that we're going to play. We got a lot of respect for the players and the coaches.
I mean, Coach, looking back at that region championship, no better way to prepare you for state than a double overtime win against a team like Henderson County. Talk to me about that game, the level of intensity you saw from your team, and what needs to continue that way heading into Lexington again this year.
Yeah, I would have took a 15-point win down the stretch there and been able to play some other guys and stuff like that, but it didn't work out that way. So the adversity was probably going to be big for us. You know, it's probably going to be something that we can hang our hat out on maybe in the next game and handle some situations differently. But, you know, the coaches had talked about it afterwards. We missed 13 free throws in the fourth quarter and the two overtimes combined, which you're never going to win a big basketball game whenever you do that. So we had favors shown upon us to be able to win that game under those situations. And I don't think that's a problem. We have everybody. Our coaches talk about if we need to do some special free throw shooting practices and stuff like that. But, you know, we go back to the end of the All-A State Championship game against Caverna. Like, our guys made the free throws down the stretch. So I feel like that was an anomaly there. But there were a lot of things that happened with Nolan throwing the ball off the roof with 1.2 seconds to go there and then getting the ball in front. So there was a lot of things that we did to try not to win that basketball game. But to be able to have a couple of your starters out in the last overtime and be able to find a way to win, I think that's going to pay off for it. It's going to be big. It may help us calm our nerves down just a little bit for the next game because we were able to survive that storm, so to speak.
You mentioned that All-A State Championship. Obviously, that was one goal that you guys had, district, region. How great would it be to have a deep run to kind of cap off all the goals you guys have already set?
It'd be amazing, yeah. That All-A State Championship, ever since we lost in the championship game to Danville Christian last year, was one that we had earmarked. Just like Henderson County knocked us out of the regional semifinals last year, we had that one earmarked. So those are a couple of rights that we wanted to wrongs that we wanted to right, so to speak. So we got one of those, and I know these guys, we're not going to Lexington to just participate and play in it. That's just not what we do. So we're going with full intentions that we think that we're going to be there through Saturday. Our guys, our coaches, everybody feels like that we're going to be there through Saturday because we're going to go in and give a whole lot of effort. And it would be huge for these guys to be able to pull this off. Winning the regional championship was big for them to get there, but you know, if we can win several games in this thing, that'd be an icing to these guys' career.
That's Lyon County head coach Ryan Perry as the Lions get set to play in the state basketball tournament tonight at Rupp Arena in Lexington. We'll talk with Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com about the state basketball tournament when we come back. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are financially taken care of for life. Call Josh Ray with Woodman Life at 270-625-0307.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing. And if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note all in about 20 minutes without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Struggling with ear infections, sinus problems, sleep apnea, or hearing loss? Caldwell Medical Center is excited to introduce a new specialized care, otolaryngology. Their expert ENT team offers comprehensive treatments from advanced diagnostics to tailored surgical solutions. Don't let ENT conditions hold you back. Visit them at caldwellmedical.com to learn more about these services and how they can help you breathe, sleep, and hear better. Caldwell Medical Center, expert care right here at home.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Rather Edge Weather Center forecast, a mostly sunny sky, high near 71 this afternoon. Then tonight, mostly clear, low around 49, 78, and mostly sunny Friday, 55, and partly cloudy Friday night. Back in the low 80s Saturday. Back to this afternoon, 71, mostly sunny in southwestern Kentucky.
Back on the sideline report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. As promised, we've got Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com on the line with us, and Tom's getting ready for a trip to Lexington to watch the Lyon County Lions tonight, and Tom, kind of getting to be a tradition to go watch Lyon County play in the state tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this run, and it's unusual for especially a small school to get this kind of run where they have four regional championships in a five-year span, and, you know, except for a little bit of a breakdown last year at the end of the game against Henderson County, it very well could have been five in a row. But it's an unusual run, and as Ryan mentioned, they're going up there with some guys who've done this before.
Yeah, what do you know about North Oldham?
North Oldham, well, Coach Perry talked about it. They play good defense. They have a famous name on their team, Rajon Rondo, who played at University of Kentucky, won an NBA championship with the Celtics. His son is an eighth grader on this team and is one of the top players on this team. But they play strong defense, and he talked about that game against North Oldham back in the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. Lyon County shot 24% in that game. And so that's very atypical for how they play. And this Lyon County team, I think, is completely different than it was back then. You look back, they've only lost one game since the calendar flipped to 2026.
Yeah, North Oldham is pretty loaded, though, because they had one player that they lost for the season with an injury, and they never missed a beat.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a very good team. Lyon County has played them twice in the past few years. They played them, as we mentioned, back in December in the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. And then I think the junior year for Travis and Brady and Jack, I think it was their junior year, they played them in the King of the Bluegrass, and that North Oldham team had a big win that day. So Lyon County would love to turn the tables and pick up a first win ever in the third meeting between the two teams.
Yeah, if Lyon is going to make a run, though, they kind of got in one of those tough situations where you play Thursday night, and then you had to come back and play Friday night if you win, then you play Saturday morning and Saturday night. So it's always better to draw Wednesday, but the luck of the draw kind of worked against Lyon County this time.
Well, and yeah, but you know, the one thing they showed is playing two games in a day does not bother them. They, you know, they won the state championship playing two in a day. They won the All-A Classic, you know, playing two games in a day. So I think, hey, these are young guys. These guys play basketball. They go to some of these AAU-type events and other events, and they play basketball all day. Four games in 3 days, they're young.
Well, and they've had some time off. It's been 9 days since that epic double overtime game against Henderson County.
Yeah, so the guys get the advantage. They get some time to recover. They get more time to scout. The girls had to turn around and play. The state tournament girls had to turn around and play quickly. So the guys have had time to prep. There is, you know, every team in this state tournament, the ones that played yesterday and the ones that play today, have had time to look and find out all about the teams they play. And, of course, Lyon County had an up-close and personal look with North Oldham earlier.
Yeah, Lyon County was actually the last team to punch its ticket to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, so it's they've had time. They should be rested. You know, and these guys know what it's all about. I mean, Bray, Isaac, Carson, Cooper all played, you know, noteworthy roles. Bray had a big role in that run and had a big state tournament 2 years ago. So they know what the process is like getting to Rupp. They know what it's like being at Rupp. And so, you know, the two guys that play a significant time that weren't a big part of that. Of course, Nolan Kaufman was at Madisonville then, and then Jet Reddick was much younger. So Jet and Nolan would be the two guys that have not really had much time on that Rupp floor. But the other four guys know what this is all about.
Well, and part of the reason that Lyon County was the last team to punch its ticket was because that regional championship game just kept going and going.
I thought, hey, we were within inches of going another overtime.
Oh, yeah, 3-point shot at the buzzer.
Yeah, and after Nolan threw that ball up to the roof, you're like, oh, we're going to end up playing a third one. But, you know, they got the defense, they got the stop, they got the miss, they got the championship, so you know, they have, what is it, 20? They've only lost six games, another 29-win season. You just look at this run they've had for the last several years and the number of wins they have put on the board in a short span.
No disrespect to anybody else in the region, but Lyon County and Henderson County were the top two teams all year, so it was kind of fitting that they met in the regional championship game this year.
Yeah, the draw at least was kind to us because that would probably have been the regional final, I think, last year had they been on opposite sides of the bracket. And then we got that this year. And yeah, you look back at the course of the season, there were teams that had good games, but these two were, over the course of the season, the better teams. Of course, Henderson beat Lyon at Lyon. That game I never really counted because Lyon had played two games on Sunday, two physical games against Newport and Caverna on that Sunday where they had to come back to Owensboro and finish the last two rounds of the All-A Classic. Well, they won those two physical games on Sunday, then had to play Henderson on Monday. So, you know, that was a tough situation. But, you know, they did what they did, and then they haven't lost since. And if you remember, the team that won the state championship, they came back from the All-A with Jack Reddick hurt. They lost in the semis to Newport. They came back, they lost to Henderson County at home, and then they didn't lose again.
Speaking of the state tournament, there was a Caldwell County connection at the Sweet 16 this year. Covington Catholic's associate head coach is Greg McQuarrie, and he was Tiger head coach from 1999 to 2004. Covington Catholic lost in the first round yesterday, but Tom, we did at least have one Caldwell County tie there to the state tourney.
Yeah, I remember when McHugh was coaching at Caldwell County. I used to give him rag on him a little bit because he graduated from Taylor County High School, which was an arch rival to my high school in Marion County. So I used to pick at him with that. But, yeah, that Covington Catholic game, that's the game that has the people in the Golden Triangle doing their usual moaning about, let's seed the Sweet 16, because they didn't want that game to be a first-round game. And it's right. Like, no, there's no reason to change it. It's already one of the great events in Kentucky sports. Don't mess with it.
You know, McQuarrie went on to spend 15 years at Boone County as head coach, won a 9th region championship during that time, so he got Boone County to the state tournament. And all told, Greg's won almost 400 games as a head coach, so the story I thought was told was that Covington Catholic hired a younger head coach, and they kind of wanted some experience on the bench with him. So they got McQuarrie to come in and kind of be his assistant.
Yeah. That game yesterday, though, you got to give St. X the credit. They did what they needed to do and move on.
Now, we've had some coaching moves around the area as we kind of move away from the state tournament for just a minute. Matt Fralick's announced last night that he's stepping down over at Dawson Springs. So, Tom, we've got several openings in the area for boys basketball head coaches.
Yep, several openings going on. The big one that everybody's watching for is going to be announced tomorrow, though.
Yeah, the Christian County job.
The Christian County, the new Christian County job. I'm not going to leak who we're hearing it is, but
it's all over the place if you want to know.
Yeah, it's all over the place if you want to know. We'll wait until it is official. But if that's the case, that will be an official announcement that just doesn't garner attention locally. That will garner some attention across the state.
Oh, yeah, because that's a position where you're going to be in one of the largest schools in the state and maybe a contender for state basketball about every season.
Yeah, and if you look at the teams they had this year, you look at the guys that were on Hopkinsville and the guys on Christian County, you look at what pieces are coming back, and you take those pieces from each team and put them together, and suddenly you're sitting there going, well, now, wait a minute. Because while they were, you know, middle of the pack this year, you take them and put them together, and, you know, you build the right coaching staff, then they may become the regional favorite right out of the gate next year.
You look around, though, Dawson Springs needs a boys basketball head coach. So does Caldwell County. So does Livingston Central. So does Todd County Central.
Yeah, so there are a lot of openings. The Todd County Central girls coach one surprised me.
So there's
I did not see that coming.
So we've got some turnover. I guess that kind of happens every year, but it always kind of catches you off guard a little bit when you see coaching positions open up.
Yeah, and then, of course, when a coach moves from one place to another, then another door opens and another domino falls. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, there are lots of rumors going around that, well, this person may go there, but then that makes his position open.
Right.
And we're hearing two or three of those could happen in the area. So we will wait and see, but I assume a lot of this will happen, you know, pretty quickly, because now that you're not restricted to only your season anymore, you know, it's not long before they get to, we'll be talking about summer basketball in the May, beginning of June.
Oh, yeah. We're talking this morning with Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com. We need to get to a timeout. We'll come back and have more right after this on the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripire. Dream lawns need a realistic plan, and Kubota has a reliable, powerful zero-turn mowers to help you see those dreams come to life, plus dealer support to help you achieve your goals. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota Z400 series for zero down, 1.99 APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Come see us, H&R Agripire, Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkinsville.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
When winter hits, you need a truck that won't quit. At Trice Hughes in Princeton, they have Ram, Chevy, and GMC trucks built to power through snow, ice, and whatever winter throws at you. Ram is all about strength. Chevy brings all-American dependability. And GMC stands for professional-grade precision. Plus, they're all backed by small-town honesty and customer care. See what your neighbors are saying online at TriceHughes.com. For real truck power and service worth the drive, winter starts at Trice Hughes.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking with Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com, who's getting ready to head to Lexington tonight for the Boys Sweet 16. Lyon County plays North Oldham at 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And Tom, then we'll have lots of coverage later on over at Your Sports Edge.
Yep, we'll have our usual coverage, pictures, video, the story, and more from Lexington. Scott will be on the floor as our photographer extraordinaire tonight, and then I will be wherever they put me. I haven't been told whether I'm in the upper press area or, like I was 2 years ago, really handily right behind the bench. So, but we'll find that out later.
Yeah, it's always more convenient to be down on the floor, but UK kind of likes to stick all the riders up in the rafters.
Well, it's not bad, really, because you actually come in street level. And when you come in street level, you're only like 10 steps up to the upper press thing. So it's not bad, but being right behind the bench 2 years ago for the state championship, I will admit, was pretty nice.
Now, the NCAA basketball tournament gets going for real today. And, of course, on Friday, a lot of Caldwell Countyans are already making plans to head to St. Louis, because not only do they get to see the Kentucky Wildcats, they also get to see Jabrion Spikes play for Tennessee State. So pretty convenient that, you know, we get those games back-to-back at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis.
Wouldn't that be cool to see Tennessee State pull, what is it, the 15-2?
Oh, yeah, we're about due for one of those.
Yeah, that has happened in the past. Of course, all of them have now happened. The 16-1 has happened twice. But every now and then, it used to be before the 16-1 ever happened, you would see a 15 sneak up on a 2. So it would be cool to see Jabrion and Tennessee State pull that off.
Yeah, Tennessee State's not bad, but Iowa State's a 2 seed for a reason.
Yeah, and they've played in the Big 12 all year, so that's interesting to see. But you never know this time of the year. I mean, just ask, you know, Virginia 1 year gets knocked out with the 16 seed, and then the next year they won the national championship. But, you know, a team like UMBC slipped up and beat them. And then I'm trying to remember, who was the other 16-1 to beat? Who was the team to beat Purdue?
Oh, I don't remember.
But there was a 16 that beat Purdue 1 year. So, it happens. That's why you play it out.
But just interesting how that worked out, that Tennessee State ended up there. And, of course, Jabrion's a senior with the Tigers at Tennessee State, getting to play some off the bench this season for them. So hopefully he gets in and gets some of that NCAA tournament experience. And if you're looking at Kentucky, they play Santa Clara. Admittedly, I don't know a whole lot about Santa Clara, but with Kentucky, you never know. They might look like world beaters, and they might have a disappointing loss in the first round. Who knows?
Yeah, that's the question is, which Kentucky team do we get? Do we get the team that beat Tennessee twice, that went to Arkansas and beat Arkansas at Bud Walton? Or do we get the team that just died against Vandy and Gonzaga?
You know, you could see this UK team with a draw maybe making a run to the Elite Eight. Or again, you can see them losing in the first round.
Yeah, and remembering that somebody, they were putting out the other day, the last time that Kentucky started an NCAA tournament in St. Louis was the year of Julius Randle and James Young, and remember, that team got all the way to the final game. That's the year that Andrew Harrison, and then they started getting on that hot run. They knocked off Wichita State, the number one seed, and then they took people out, and then they had a cold night against UConn in the final, but they made the run all the way to the title game.
Who do you have winning the whole thing?
I've got like 14 brackets filled out on ESPN. I've got Arizona, I think, is my most common one.
All right. I've got Florida beating Michigan. I kind of wish in hindsight I'd went with Michigan beating Florida, but it's all the same.
It's just awfully hard to repeat.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, it's just we'll see. And there may be somebody come through. I would not surprise me to see St. John in that conversation, too, before it's over.
I've actually got them in the Final Four. I think I've got St. John's, Florida, Michigan, and Arizona, I think, are the final four teams I ended up with.
And, you know, I hate to say it, the way Arkansas played in the SEC tournament, the way their bracket lays out, do not be stunned if they get into a final four.
Yeah, Arkansas, though, caught a couple of breaks in the SEC tournament with the seeding. You know, there were a couple upsets. So, what, they beat an 11 seed, they beat a 15 seed, and they beat the 4 seed. So it's not like they actually had to go through the big boys to get the championship.
No, and they were a Travis Perry mid-court shot away from having to play a second overtime that
night. Well, good luck at Lexington tonight. Safe trips, and, you know, good luck to Lyon County.
And we will have all that stuff later at yoursportsedge.com.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Todd.
Tom Rogers of yoursportsedge.com joining us here on the Sideline Report this morning. We also appreciate Kaawah County Boys Baseball Head Coach John H. Stevens for being on the show with us this morning. Kaawah County teams on the road today. Baseball is at Webster County. The softball team makes the trip to Trigg County. Kaawah County tennis scheduled to go to Hopkins County Central today. So that's the CCHS sports schedule. Don't forget, we'll have Tiger Baseball on the air on Friday. The Tigers will play their home opener against Trigg County out here at the VFW ballpark. And first pitch set for about 5:30 Friday. We'll have the contest for you here on WPKY. That's going to wrap us up this morning here on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and yoursportsedge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.